This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are live and on location, ladies and gentlemen, once again on What's On Your Mind, this time from the North Dakota State Fair, under the big white tent for Call 811 Days, 811 Day at the fair. Call before you dig. I'm going to give you all the details on that. This is a great organization, the Common Ground Alliance, and the call, North Dakota One Call entities pair up, really to inform folks with everything going on in North Dakota, what you need to know before you do any kind of a project. You call 811 before you dig. We'll tell you about that today. North Dakota Pipeline Association here as well, and a whole lot of other folks giving away free stuff. And I don't know about you, Todd, but free stuff is my middle name.
I like free stuff.
I like free stuff, yeah. I wish the North Dakota One Call truck was mine. I'm right next to it. Todd will be later with K-Fire Cafe as well, right next to it. So look for the big tent, and then look for the North Dakota One Call truck, and you cannot miss us at the North Dakota State Fair. Now, speaking of free stuff, would you like to see Jake Owen tonight? How about Kiss tomorrow? Free concert tickets. How do you get them? Get to the tent, register, and every 81.1 minutes, they're going to be drawing for a pair of tickets. We'll have the first draw coming up before the end of What's On Your Mind today. But wait, there's more. Would you like a set of my pillows to sleep as well as Todd and I do?
Oh, man.
I have four of them. Would you like some free bacon from our friends at Cloverdale? Not just any bacon. Sponsors of our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, which you can call today on the program at 800-228-0550. I'll say that again even slower in a second. But just think Cloverdale, Big Flavor. Bacon. And I have not four, 8 pounds of Cloverdale bacon to stop on by. And our final prize today, now these again require you to stop by and see us under the big tent next to the North Dakota One Call truck at the North Dakota State Fair. We're going to be checking in again today at Minnesota Vikings training camp with our What's On Your Mind sports director, Andy Rickoff, today on the program. He's down in Mankato. So in honor of that, I have a pair of Minnesota Vikings socks. I don't know why I picked socks. I just thought it was kind of fun. So they're really cool Minnesota Vikings socks. But we have a little team apparel for you here, ladies and gentlemen. Socks, Cloverdale bacon, or sets of my pillow. The best sleep you'll have on the planet Earth. How do you get those? The bacon, the socks, the pillows? Come find me in the tent. Tell me which radio station you listen to What's On Your Mind on. As you know, we're on the legendary 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan. 5 states, 2 Canadian provinces, and the stratosphere. That's what you get with K-Fire. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. A lot of folks listen from St. Cloud in the east, probably do about Steele in the west, and then Winnipeg to Sioux Falls, you can get the flag. There's AM 1090 KTGO, the flag in the Bakken, rock in the Bakken, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, Ray, Newtown, Powers Lake, Crosby, that region of North Dakota. You're listening on AM 1090 or cruising down Highway 2. Or KLTC 1460 in Dickinson on the western edge. Just let me know which one of those stations you're listening to us on, and I'll say, what do you like? You want the Viking socks, you want the bacon, you want my pillow. What do you think they're going to go for? What will be the hot, seller? It's free. What will be the hot giveaway today? What'd you say? Gents? Todd? Annie? Any idea?
It's a tough one.
What would you pick, Manny, out of that group? Bacon, my pillow, or the socks? And we lost Manny.
Mm. He's pondering.
I would probably go my pillow just because I've never tried my pillow before.
We need to get Manny in my pillow.
Yeah. We do. Yeah. Got to get Manny in my pillow. Maybe somebody will win it and want to gift it to Manny. We can work that out. Yeah. So anyway, come on by and check it out. I welcome your comments, questions. As I mentioned, we really have a lot of open phone time today. We're going to talk with some of the guests here. Ryan from North Dakota One Call, Kevin from Common Ground Alliance, North Dakota Pipeline Association, and some other folks. Todd will be chatting with some of the folks here, too. And I'm looking at T-shirts and satchels and cups and mugs and, you know, koozies. And you can't even believe all the goodies and the giveaways here. A lot of fun things that they're giving away. So check it out under the big tent, North Dakota One Call, Common Ground Alliance coming together for 811 Day at the fair, okay? Telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. And besides checking into Vikings training camp and our friends here, we want to find out what is on your mind today. Simple as that. We had the caller yesterday. It was a little grumpy because we didn't take enough calls. We had a lot of guests yesterday, and there's always going to be somebody that's going to be a little cranky, and we understand that. On the other hand, whether you're cranky or not, we respect our listeners, and we recognize your listeners, and the best day on this program is when we find out what's on your mind. Did you watch Hillary Clinton last night? Did you watch Chelsea Clinton? Did you watch the festivities of the Democratic National Convention? I opted out, as you know from listening. Wednesday was President Obama. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I read Alan West's column earlier in the week. All right, you can chastise me in a moment because you're not alone. I just opted out. And I read Alan West's column, and it really moved me. I was very mad that the slaying some have called it a beheading, others have called it a stabbing of this priest at Normandy, France. No accident that it was at Normandy, ladies and gentlemen. Message for the United States, without question, by ISIS, quickly claiming responsibility, and it isn't worthy of a mention at the convention. There wasn't a flag in sight first two nights of the convention. ISIS not mentioned. A threat that a third grader could figure out is fundamental to the defense of this great country. So I was mad. I really was. And I opted out, and I got some grief. Now, last night, I think I have a little better excuse. Busy day yesterday. As you know, we were in Grand Forks, Grand Sky, General Atomics launching the Predator, and we talked a lot about that yesterday. And because I've been on the road so much, decided to pretty much coerce our youngest child in the Hennon family, Haley, to come along with me. And she brought a buddy along, and I said, road trip, you're coming with Dad. We're going to go. What? What do I have to do while you're on the radio? So I said, well, you know, the deal is we'll have a little fun at the water park. Have this cool water park at Sleep Inn in Minot on Thursday night, and then you own me after the show on Friday. We'll do whatever you want to do at the fair. So she opted in. So the water park won over Hillary last night. So I think that was, I did ask on Facebook, Todd, you'll be happy to know, some of our listeners, Hillary or Haley? Hillary or Haley? Hillary or, and Haley won in a landslide. So I did gauge the audience on that one. But as you know, I did opt out of the night before with Obama, and I could have watched, and I weed-whacked instead. And I put a post up on Facebook, and I said, I'm proud to say I did not watch 1 second of this. If you're so lucky, how bad was it? And a friend of mine by the name of Chuck Kupchella, who was a former president at UND, posted a note that prompted me to ask a question on the program today. And his note said that he was disappointed in yours truly, that he was sorry to see what I had posted. He said, sorry to see this posting, Scott. I once had you pegged as a bright, open-minded guy. Crossing out open-minded for obvious reasons now, and note that much of the American divide is a result of nobody even listening to points of view other than their own. And even if you consider the president as, dare I say, an enemy, bright people know that one of the first principles of war is to know your enemy. So he and others were giving me some grief. By the way, I responded to him, thanks, Chuck. I'm not sure bright fits either, but I'm sorry to have disappointed a friend. I'm honestly done listening to any political leader, presidents included. They need to tell me what they plan to achieve, which, by the way, I can read. I want them to show me. You know, I really don't. I don't want to listen to any political leader tell me what they're going to do. That's sort of where I'm at right now. And that goes for Donald Trump or anybody else. I'm not taking anybody's word for it. Because to me, the product of the last 8 years of this long national nightmare, in my mind, is a result of someone who is very good at giving speeches, who is an inspirational figure if you remove his political an ideological, you know, viewpoint, his worldview. He's an inspirational figure. You can't know what Barack Obama accomplished and say, wow, to be president of the United States after that is pretty cool. First black American president. That's the best thing about the guy. That's the best thing about the guy. His race and his story. What he did with it is going to have consequences to this country for generations. And he did it by convincing the American people that he was really good with all this flowing rhetoric. He told us. He didn't show us. So I'm done with listening to people tell me what they're going to achieve. I want to see it. Do something. Stop with the glowing platitudes and poll-tested words in a speech. By any measure, President Obama's been a disaster. Debt, economy, racial divide, foreign policy, petty partisan attacks, the whole works. Hillary would double down on that. Why do I want to listen to that? But maybe I need to apologize. You tell me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline next from the North Dakota State Fair. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Do you want to save money? Get rid of your landline, but keep your home number. OurOldNumber.com. It'll forward the calls to your cell phone. Friends call your home number, and they can reach anybody in your family. Yes, even your son at college. Keep your home number and eliminate robocalls. There's no equipment to buy or install, and you don't even need internet. Go to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
To make America great again, well, he could start by actually making things in America again.
That was a Donald Trump open up a can of whoop Trump, I think is what that was last night by Hillary Clinton for sure. And lest you be too troubled over my decision to not watch, to not actually take it in. And I'm deadly serious about this, folks. I am transforming to a place that is trying to get out of the day-to-day cycle, right? Where that's where the really petty stuff that is. And look, the Republicans do it, the Democrats do it. I'm not the kind of guy that gets behind the microphone every day and says, everything the Republicans do is great, everything the Democrats do is bad. Far from it. There is a bitter, divisive nature to politics today that really is bad. Now, if you're a Democrat, you think Republicans are the ones that did it. I look at Barack Obama. What he has done and said about his opponents is staggering. Okay, so I'm going to see it differently. But the point is, we can argue about that till we're blue in the face, forever. I am. Again, I'm being serious. I am less concerned about Barack Obama as president, or Hillary Clinton if she should be elected president, than I am the people who would vote for them. That, to me, threatens democracy. And if we're in the weeds watching a political convention and going tit for tat on every point, we are missing a much larger point. We are the proverbial fog in the frying pan. So that's why I didn't watch, despite my boss, Todd, saying I was wrong.
When did I become your boss?
Trying to explain it.
I'm your boss now? When did that start? I missed
the boss man. The boss man. I like that better than Todd, the radio god. You know how smart our listeners are? Listen to how smart our listeners are. Texter, I'm taking 811 day off next year and going to get some prizes. Now you're talking. Yeah. That's some brain power.
Nobody brought 8 pounds of bacon to work to give it to you. You got to get it at the fair with Scott today.
But there's a whole lot of people that have already taken today off, and they're heading for the fair, and they're going to get a chance at Viking socks, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's true right here. Cloverdale bacon, 8 pounds of the stuff right here. Eight different folks are going to get a pound of bacon or the Viking socks or four sets of My Pillow. The greatest pillow on the planet Earth. I can say that definitively because I sleep on it. It fuels our program. When you buy one of these, you're supporting the show. Give them for a gift or get a better night's sleep yourself. Put them at the lake cabin. Use them for travel pillows. You get the 4-for-1 deal right now. It's four pillows for under $100. That's $160 savings. Two classic pillows. I sleep one on one. It's just fabulous. Two travel pillows. I don't leave home without them. They're great. You call 800-506-9028. Or go to mypillow.com and use the promo code Scott. And when you do, you'll see that deal come up because it's exclusively for our What's on Your Mind listeners. All right. Let's go to the phones here. And by the way, just before Todd fires me, I did turn it on last night. About the last 15 minutes, I have read the transcript today. So if you want to talk about what Hillary said last night, you want to engage on it, I'm there. Did the same for Obama and everything. I just didn't watch. I just didn't engage. Okay? And this is no kidding.
You're walking this back now, but that's fine.
I brought my daughter Haley along, as I said earlier, and her buddy. Haley's 13. Her buddy's 12. And Lexi's her buddy's name, our neighbor girl. And Lexi says, not 30 seconds into my turning the television set last on, sleep in last night, why not? Not 30 seconds. Why is she talking to us like we're preschoolers? I kid you not. Not prompted, not brainwashed, nothing. She said, does she think we're dumb? I kid you not. I'm like, thank you. Exactly. And they made me shut it off.
Oh.
Okay. Ron in Minot was watching for me. Ron, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, welcoming others at 800. You ready?
Yeah, I can smell the bacon.
You can smell the bacon while I'm with you. 800-228. You ready for the last four? 0550, just like your radio dial, 550. 800-228-0550 for the rest of you. Anyway, Ryan, what's on your mind?
Well, I tell you, I got to give you tremendous accolades for your fantastic commentary this morning. You're spot on, and don't be afraid to take it deeper. Anyway, the same people that voted for Barack Obama because it was time for a black president are, in some cases, the same people that now have a mindset that now it's time for a woman president. saying that a woman president, it would be a bad thing. I'm sure that there will be a woman president in this country one day that'll make us all proud. What I'm saying is that the mindset of the black president timing and the woman president timing may or may not be the best thing if the person isn't of that caliber. Now, I tried seriously, just as you did, to watch the DNC circus. The entertainment was quite great. I mean, they brought in a lot of talent, and they made it a kind of a festive party atmosphere. But I really struggled, and I had a tremendous hard time finding substance. And a lot of the people there were, or what I would say, were very mean-spirited, off-key with reality. We've got serious problems in the country, not only with, you know, supporting our police officers, law and order. Please don't associate me with being 100% Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has some problems he's got to overcome as well.
Well, sure he does. But I've been thinking a lot about that, too. Some great comments from you, Ron. I appreciate that. But I've been thinking a lot about Donald Trump, too. Look, Donald Trump's success is as much about what Donald Trump brings to the table as it is an abysmal failure of the Republican Party to this point, right? So, I mean, what Donald Trump's victory showed was 16 other pretty darn good candidates in the worldview of a Republican Party establishment are on the ash heap of history for this go around. So, you know, that's there's failure in that as well, and that's why. But I also think the positive part of it is it's suggesting that people are saying enough. I'm doing it different. I'm thinking about it different. And I think therein lies the way we get out of this muck. I really believe that. Since you're in Minot, are you coming by the fair here today? You going to come by for some freebies?
Well, I tell you, because of so much political correctness, I'm supporting probably 2.5 other families. So I'm busy working 2 jobs. I probably won't even have time to get out there. Well, one more comment before you get on to the next bacon customer. The Hillary Clinton saga over the last 20-25 years has leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I don't necessarily know that she is of a caliber of a person that we can respect, that we can trust. I know Donald Trump has had some financial problems. But I don't see a person having a financial problem in business as selling out the country. And that's the difference for me.
That's a very good point, Ron. Well said. Call again. Wise man. Appreciate it. And best of luck on those 2.5 jobs. That's what makes America great. Just do whatever you got to do to provide for your family. Fred and Wing and Gene in Valley City. Some wisdom from them coming up. Plus more from 811 Day at the Fair. Don't go away.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In this campaign, I've met many more people who motivate me to keep fighting for change. And with your help, I will carry all of your voices and stories with me to the White House.
We're back on What's On Your Mind live from the North Dakota State Fair at 811 Day at the Fair. And Ryan Schmaltz, North Dakota One Call Director, with the 811 Call Before You Dig program, our host today. Along with the folks from the Common Ground Alliance. This is a fun day at the fair. I think last year was the first time you guys did this, right?
Yeah, last year was our first year doing it, and we didn't know what to expect, and it went awesome.
Yeah,
it was amazing. We had so many people show up. We had some companies that were like, it went way better than we expected. So this year, I think everybody's a little more prepared. I'd like to say that we are anyway. And just try and get that word out there to the public, to everybody, to say, hey, you know, if you're going to do any digging, give us a call. Know what's below.
So. Yeah, there's a lot going on in North Dakota.
Yep.
It is it's ridiculous. In fact, there are literally plans on the drawing board to darn near double the capacity that is already in the line of pipelines. So I mean the amount of activity is just enormous, and it really is important for everybody. I recognize there's more pipeline in the ground, right? And
yep.
Wherever you're digging,
yep.
you got a call.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing. You know, it's slowed down out west. I think everybody talks about that and knows about that, but I mean, we're still just as busy on our end. I mean, our ticket volumes are still really high. So there's still a lot of digging going on, no matter what the price of oil is.
Yeah.
So there's still always a lot of stuff going on in our world anyway.
And again, we're talking about if you're putting in a shed and you needed a foundation, you know, when you say call 811,
yep.
You're talking about everybody needs to call,
yep.
Right?
Anytime you put a shovel in the ground, essentially, whether you're putting in a fence or building a house or putting in a pipeline, anytime you're doing any kind of underground work, you should give us a call, especially for homeowners and farmers. It's free. You know, it doesn't cost them anything. Within 48 hours, those utilities will show up and mark all their underground facilities. So I had a guy stop me the other day. He's like, well, I'm just putting in a tree. It's 12 inches down. I don't know where the gas line might be, but that thing should be, what, 3 feet? And I said, well, it doesn't really matter. Do you want to put that tree on top of that gas line? Because in, 10 years, it might wrap into that gas line. So you still want to avoid some of that stuff, even if you're not going down too deep, So it's very important that they know where everything is in their yard.
We are right next to the North Dakota One Call truck, which is that beautiful truck that makes its way all across North Dakota. The big tent is darn near impossible to miss across
yep.
from the food and the midway here with all the rides at the fair. So come find us. You have a lot of different things here. I mean, there's something for everybody and a lot of free, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything under here is free. Pretty much. You can't have the truck. But we've got we've got T-shirts. We've got 811 T-shirts again to give away this year. We've got bags so you can fill bags with all your goodies. We got bags for little kids even, shaped like animals. Chalk, water bottles. I haven't even gotten around to look and see what all the companies are giving away. But everybody's got something different that they're doing this year.
You got 10, 12 different folks in here? Maybe more?
Oh, then I'm sure they'll fill up. I'm sure they'll fill up later. But, yeah, we've got at least a dozen people in here helping out today.
And they all have something that they're displaying. And, again, the
yep.
T-shirts, first 811, get them free, so get here early. And lots of other prizes as well. And, of course, every 81.1
minutes. 81.1
minutes.
Little pun there on 811, but we want we have 12 concert tickets, so we're doing those in pairs. So six pairs every 81.1 minutes. I think the first ones were given away at 10:45. So you come, we've got some iPads set up at the front. All you put in is your name, a phone number, and a zip code so we know who you are and where you're at. We'll call you when we draw your name, hopefully, and you'll be going to Jayco. Who is it tonight?
Jayco and tonight, Kiss tomorrow night.
Yep.
So some great concert entertainment left at the North Dakota State Fair. Thanks for having us, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate
it. Be here all day chatting about what's happening under the big tent on What's on Your Mind. Let's get back to the phones, 800-228-0550. Oh, I should mention this. Besides what Ryan mentioned, with the concert tickets, you come, you register for those first pair given away at 10:45, and then every 81.1 minutes throughout the day to get your free tickets for the concerts. If you stop by and tell us which radio station you listen to What's on Your Mind on, you have your choice of a pair of Viking socks, because Vikings training camp's going this weekend, and we're going to check in a bit. Cloverdale bacon, we have 8 pounds of that we're giving away, and also 4 sets of the My Pillow, the best pillow on the planet Earth. Simple as that. Stop by and see us. Just say hi. Tell me what radio station you're listening on. If you want to go on the radio, we'll put you on the radio. We have a little microphone right there, and you can tell us right there on the air what you're listening to. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Fred and Wing. Fred, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Beautiful morning.
Yes, sir. My God.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Todd.
Don't forget Manny. He gets a little, you know, he gets kind of...
I already said hi to Manny. I wished him a good day, so...
Yeah, you talked to Manny. We got that out of the... Okay, good.
Yeah, he did.
Anyway, I opened up the Bible the other day. I try to stay away from the convention myself. I opened up the Bible, and there it was, the whole political process from the primaries up till now to the national political conventions. I opened up to Acts 20 and Acts 19. Actually, it starts in Acts 19 in the middle of it. And old Paul, he was out preaching all over the country. You know, he was preaching all up into Asia. And he went to the town of Ephesus. And he ran into a bunch of people that worshiped Diana, the goddess. And anyway, they worshiped Diana, but they worshiped it because they were silversmiths. And the guy was a silversmith, so he called together all of his fellow tradesmen, and he says, you know, this Paul's been going around saying that Diana's a false god. She's not even a real god. We can't have that. So they all got together, and they went down to the theater. They called it a theater where Paul was going to preach that day in Ephesus. And they all got together, and they started a good old-fashioned George Soros-type protest. And they had this whole town of Ephesus in an uproar. Paul was going to preach that last day, and then he was leaving. He was going to another town. And he couldn't get at that theater because these guys organized this protest because they couldn't make, they were making the silver ornaments for all these temples all across Asia. And they, because of what Paul preached, their businesses were threatened. So they were going down there, and what did they do? They chanted. They set up a chant, said, Diana of Ephesus, she is so great. Diana is the goddess, god of Ephesus, and they kept chanting that and chanting that. And I said, wow, after this verse, you should look that up. If Todd's listening, go look up Acts in the last part of Acts 19 and 20. Wow. Everybody should read that when they're not watching the convention at night. But anyway, they went on and they chanted, and it got so bad that they started a big ruckus and a big uproar. And these guys weren't out there because they really believed in the goddess Diana, but they're going to go along with it because they had ulterior motives for why they worshiped their goddess, their false god. And it just goes on, and this just tells about so many different ways that, and so many
take would be that's a long way of saying there's nothing new under the sun. Right, Fred?
Well, yeah, there's political correctness. It explains political correctness.
It does.
It explains why people get together to get behind somebody for ulterior motives. They didn't really, really worship Diana. They worshiped her because they were making money on her. How many people How many people put Hillary up in front? How many people, even some cases, people might put Donald Trump out in front? You know, you have to read the Bible. You got to be right in your heart first.
Therein lies a, I would say, a parallel to Trump versus Hillary in this regard. Donald Trump doesn't need to rely on any lobbyist group, any power circle in Washington, D.C. to get elected, right? He breaks that model. Well, if you are living in that, if that's your world, and you can, you know, so there are a lot of people whose livelihood relies on Hillary getting elected to still have the, you know, the cesspool of you know, what happens in the smoke-filled rooms, right? And so much of Washington, D.C. is the system, the way it is, and how you grease the skids and all of that. Trump would disrupt a lot of that, so there's money there, too. I also find a parallel between, you know, Todd the Radio God and Diana, too. Don't you? I mean, I think there's...
What?
The protests will probably start on that pretty soon, too. I'm thinking, false God, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I don't know.
That's why I say small g. I'm very quick to say that, as you know.
Speaking of which, we have a text that says Todd is God of the radio, so he's everybody's boss in radio. All right, Fred, good hearing from you. You take care out there today. And Wing, glad to hear from you. Let's talk to Gene in Valley City. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Fred pretty well said it all. But I was going to talk about Merle Haggard's song, Free Bubble Up and Rainbow Stew. You know what? We could solve all our problems, all of our people's problems, if we give everybody a half a billion dollars. You know? Just give them a half a billion dollars.
No, I don't think that would solve everybody's problems, actually, Gene. And I think we only need to look to... the horrific, in my mind, arrangement of righting a wrong with Native Americans in this country by saying, you know, there'll be Indian health care as an example of, you know.
You went to the right place because all we have to do is look at our reservations. But, Scott, you brought up the point this morning. You're not as worried about Obama or Hillary. You're worried about the people that voted for them. And, yes, that is the biggest threat. Mark Levin says that Obama's approval rating is at 56% right now. After all of these things that have gone on, his approval rating is 56%.
Can you humor me a minute and let me read you? I'll take you back to high school English class. Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America. You read it, Gene?
No, I haven't.
Let me read from Democracy in America. I think that the species of oppression by which democratic nations are menaced is unlike anything that ever before existed in the world. The supreme power that extends its arm over the whole community. It covers the surface of society with a network of small, complicated rules, minutiae, and uniform, through which the most original minds and the most energetic characters cannot penetrate to rise above the crowd. The will of man is not shattered, but softened, bent, and guided. Men are seldom forced by it to act, but they are constantly restrained from acting. Such a power does not destroy, but it prevents existence. It does not tyrannize, but it compresses, extinguishes, and stupefies a people till each nation is reduced to be nothing better than a flock of timid and industrious animals of which the government is the shepherd. That's where we are in this country today, and we need to fix it quick, in my mind. Thanks, Gene. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
For more safety tips, including downloadable tip sheets and information on North Dakota's drug take-back programs, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm not here to repeal the Second Amendment. I'm not here to take away your guns. I just don't want you to be shot by someone who shouldn't have a gun in the first place.
And I get to decide who that is.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, what was that author you were just talking about? Who was that again?
Alexis Tocqueville?
I just heard Toke.
Station, one Toke. One Toke.
Oh, Todd, wrong kind of Toke. Sorry.
Oh, but hang on for Lawrence here, because I don't think he understood him quite the way we
did. Not helpful. Not helpful. We got a show to do here. Where's Lawrence?
A Modern Spiritual by Gail and Dale.
A Modern Spiritual.
A one two, soak over three. The one. Cue the bubbles, Fred. Yeah. Love it. 811 day at the fair. Come on out here, folks. Remember, call 811 before you dig. Bring the kids to the tent today. We have a little fun while we're learning, right? And we're going to tell you a little bit about Call 811 Before You Dig. It's a free service. Doesn't cost the consumer anything. If you're a homeowner or a business person, you just call 811. Locators come and flag all the power line and gas lines. Truly a safety factor so no one gets hurt. We don't lose power. Gas lines ruptured. You got to come by the big tent. They are giving away all kinds of stuff. Haley, can you tell me what you got? Haley just made little rounds here. Some of the cooler prize items that you and Lexi picked up, what would they be? Right into the microphone right there, if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, some cool mugs.
Colorful cups.
Blue.
And then
neon.
Animal drawstring bags.
Nice.
Color-changing cups.
I like color-changing cups, meaning when you put water and they change colors or any kind of liquid. And then the giraffe bag is really cute. You got.
I also got a bumblebee and a bear.
Really cool. All right, Lexi, tell me what you got. What's your favorite thing? Right into that microphone right over there.
I got cups too, and
nice cups.
A cup with a straw.
Very nice. Good job, ladies.
And a bag.
There's a lot of prizes here, and don't forget, you come up and tell us which radio station you listen to. What's on your mind on your choice of free Viking socks, Cloverdale bacon, or free set of My Pillows. On us, on what's on your mind. Hey, the Minnesota Vikings have their training camp going on. It's one of the reasons we have the Vikings Sox. Andy Rickoff, our What's on Your Mind sports director, is in Mankato and got a chance to catch up with some of the players, the coaches yesterday. Andy, what's the big news so far?
Well, the big news so far, Scott, is that head coach Mike Zimmer will be sticking around for a little while. They actually made that announcement yesterday. General manager Rick Spielman came up to the podium during some of the kind of pre-training camp press conferences that the players and coaches have, and Spielman announced that they have extended Mike Zimmer as the head coach of the Vikings. The particulars of the deal not released. That's common practice for the organization when it comes to coaches, but Spielman did hint that it's going to be a long-term deal, and he's not worried about the future of the coaching position for quite some time. Zimmer, 18-14 record through two seasons. His contract would have been up in 2017, so this wasn't something they had to get done this offseason, but Spielman said they wanted to get it done before the start of training camp, let the players and the coaches just kind of focus on football, and it's going to be good to see Zimmer on the sidelines for the purple and gold for quite some time.
It is. I like the guy a lot. He's fun to root for, along with all the Vikes and the new stadium. A lot of buzz, a lot of excitement. We'll chat with you next hour, get some more details, have some fun down there. Andy, thanks for the update.
Yeah, no problem, Scott. Enjoy the fair.
Andy Rickoff, our sports director from the Vikings training camp in Mankato. All right, some calls waiting to weigh in. Sharon and Mandan, what's on your mind? You're next. Hey, Sharon, are you there? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
I'm here.
I can hear you.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning to you. I am just calling. Yesterday I heard someone talking about the Hillary America movie, and I did check around the Bismarck area, the Bismarck-Mandan area, and it is playing in the Grand Theaters.
Yep, some others have told us that as well. Go see it. Go see it. Hillary's America.
I think no doubt.
What I worry about is that the people that should see it won't be in the theater, but those that do can prompt the conversations with others and say, what do you got to lose? Go see it and, take it or leave it or whatever, because Dinesh D'Souza, like he did with 2016, is doing America a service by putting that movie out. No doubt about it. Appreciate it, Sharon. Thank you. Tom and Hazen, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing?
Fine. Regarding a couple of things here. One of your prior callers offered $500 million to me. And as much as I appreciate the offer, I have to remind him that that $500 million is going to come out of my pocket and his and everybody else's. You might want to think about it.
It's a very good point. A very good point, Tom. You know, I happen to think of that last night when Hillary was talking about free college for everybody, right? I mean, free college for everybody. The problem is people hear that and go, "Oh, free college!" Like seriously, there's no such thing as anything free. Who pays, right? You don't think you're going to pay? Right. You're going to pay for the cost of free college and higher taxes? You know, it's insane.
Who's going to pay the professors? Who's going to pay for the maintenance of the college? Who's going to pay for the books?
Exactly. Tom, hang on. If you have more to say, we'll do it after the break. Shane and Williston wants to weigh in, too. I have a young man here that wants to say hi. What's your name?
Bennett Johnson from Zap.
You're from Zap?
Bennett Johnson from Zap. I watch North Dakota. I listen to On 550.
On 550?
Woo!
Say 550 K-Fire really loud.
550 K-Fire.
You nailed it. You nailed it. We're going to give you your choice of prizes here next, okay? Thanks, bud. More coming up from the North Dakota State Fair. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KPGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day. Right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.